السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Oh, Pakistan Army, bury the Hindu rule in Srinagar, ignite the flames of war, liberate Kashmir and seize leadership of the Indian subcontinent. On the night of the 6th of May and 7th of May, the Hindu state attacked masajid and civilian areas in several cities of Azad, liberated Kashmir and Pakistan, martyring dozens of Muslims. In response, Pakistan Air Force shot down 5 Indian fighter planes and targeted several Indian military installations. It is evident that the Hindu state does not possess any firm strength. While confronting the iman, chivalry, courage, and capability of the lions of the Pakistan's armed forces, the Mushrik Hindu Modi is striving to establish his authority over the Muslims of the Indian subcontinent by taking on the role of regional watchdog at the behest of Trump. The Hindu tyrant is obsessed with the delusion that the rulers of Pakistan will be able to chain the lions of Pakistan army, just as the rulers of Arabs chained the armies of Muslims against the Jews. However, there is a huge number of officers in Pakistan army whose hearts are filled with the spirit of martyrdom. They are eager to fight the enemy in the battlefield. They will never accept the dominance of the Hindu mushrikeen. The lions of Pakistan army are longing to embrace the honor of one of the two good matters, victory or martyrdom. They are ready and willing to offer sacrifices in service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. Such is the excellence, the vigor, and courage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُم بِإِذْنِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ.
Indeed, Allah fulfilled His promise to you when you initially swept them away by His will. Then your courage weakened and you disputed about the command and disobeyed after Allah had brought victory within your reach. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 152. O armed forces of Pakistan, the Hindu state's audacity to attack Pakistan and its desire to dominate the region is the direct consequence of the abandoning of jihad by the rulers. When we disobeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and neglected the clear sharia orders regarding the occupied Muslim land of Kashmir, defeat and humiliation before a cowardly enemy is the result. Through the declaration of jihad as quote-unquote terrorism, subjugation to the international order, and caging Pakistan's armed forces within the confines of the nation-state, our rulers strengthen the Hindu state and Modi. Today, the situation has reached a point that Modi is claiming the right to attack Pakistan. This is whilst the rulers of Pakistan are offering explanation of the Western allies of India regarding the Pahalgam attack and making excuses for not taking the initiative in war. Indeed, the truthful and trustworthy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
مَا تَرَكَ قَوْمٌ الْجِهَادِ إِلَّا عَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْعَذَابِ.
No people abandon jihad except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes punishment common amongst them. By repelling the attack of the enemy, the honor and success which you have gained is only due to your compliance to jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So will you turn your back again on honor, victory, success, and return to the path of slavery to the American and Hindu Raj? Will the nation state and the world order once again become chains on your feet while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the path of victory and success clear before you through jihad? You have realized your strength and power by striking back at the enemy. The source of your strength and power is your spirit of jihad, your sole reliance, tawakkul, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the support of the Islamic Ummah. So hold fast to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reject the political and military solutions like resilience, tolerance, balanced response, mediation by international community, diplomacy, and talks. Ignite the flames of war for the liberation, tahrir, of Kashmir. Break the back of the cowardly and humiliated enemy. Cross the line of control and advance toward Srinagar. Crush this world order under your feet. Liberate Kashmir in its entirety. Regain control of our rivers. Break the back of Modi's rule. Be the true heirs of the Indian subcontinent and illuminate this region again with the light and true rule of Islam. O Pakistan's armed forces, Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Pakistan, asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you success beyond, and much greater than your current one. We want you to have the honor of participating in the conquest of India, Ghazwat al-Hind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that history remembers you as the heirs of Salahuddin and Sultan Abdul Hamid. Above all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are the successors of the companion of the Prophet, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and the Ansar of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, who granted the Nusra, material support to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the foundation for the establishment of the first Islamic state. So come forward and grant Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir. Grant Nusra for the establishment of the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. And earn the rewards of three great glad tidings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the conquest of India, the liberation, Tahrir of Palestine, and the reunification of the Islamic Ummah with the re-establishment of the second Khilafah al-Rashida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين.
So fight them and Allah will punish them at your hands, put them to shame, help you overcome them and soothe the hearts of the believers. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 14. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.